102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are on with Shay this morning. Good morning, Shay. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be with the Dream Team. I love you guys.
Oh, okay. Shay.
Pumped
up.
Oh, Shay.
I like you already, Shay. I forgive you.
Right. I hope you get a pardon this morning already. Okay, now, you're going to be seeking a pardon from your hubby of 3 years, Darvin, because about a month ago, he came home, you know, from just hanging out, doing his thing, and walked into the kitchen door, and something happened. Why don't you tell us what happened so we can find out why you are seeking a pardon this morning? This one is good, y'all.
Oh, my goodness, my poor boo. So he walks into the kitchen and sees what he thinks is me standing at the stove cooking and, you know, a little booty shorts, a little T-shirt, and comes up and grabs my butt and kisses me on the neck, not realizing that it's my twin sister.
That's a fantasy turned into a nightmare.
Your twin sister, Ray. Now, your name is Shayla, a.k.a. Shay. Your sister is Raven, a.k.a. Ray. So, Shay and Ray, I love that. But so she was over. But why was she in your kitchen cooking in booty shorts? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question.
That's where I have to beg for the pardon, because, first of all, she's a little underdressed, maybe, for the circumstances. I don't know. She had just spent the night. He didn't know she was staying over. She had hung out, and just it got late, and it was like, just stay over. And she was cooking. I don't know. She was just cooking the next day. It was just one of those things that, for us, it's natural. But, you know, when you're a twin, you sometimes forget that other people don't see things, you know, twin things. I don't know how to explain
that. Now, let's get this correct. You guys are not just twins. You guys are identical twins. And you often
that
get
means the same.
Get confused. Did you guys take each other's quizzes in high school? Did you do that whole?
You know.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
So you lied to people and parents, yes.
Yeah. She's so home.
Which one is the evil one?
Y'all been doing this all your lives, but however, this one was a total accident.
A total accident. I mean, you know, that's one thing. I mean, obviously I'm married and that's not something we play with. You know, like, we'll play with other people and it's funny to us, to other people, but not to my husband.
So he's been embarrassed since the situation. He's been a little different because he's actually really embarrassed that he did that to his sister-in-law. So
Hong Kong.
I'm
curious though.
Yeah.
Did he know immediately the difference? Like, can he tell just by the feel the difference between the two?
Maybe that's a question for him. I don't know. That's a good question, actually. If he sees us together, he knows which one of us is which.
Right,
but,
of course.
You know, from behind, so that's a different picture. I don't know. I don't know. That's a question for him.
There must have been some hell of a shorts, let me tell you. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to reach out. We're going to get Darvin on the phone. You just want him to, he's been embarrassed since this happened, and he's kind of walking around, like, you know, feeling some type of way. So you just want to get some clarity and say, hey, man, it's all good. We laughed it off. Let's move on, right? Give me a pardon.
Yes. Oh, yes. Please help me.
Okay, here we go. We're going to reach out to Darvin. Good morning, Darvin. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Yo, what's up, Dream Team?
What's
hey,
going
Darvin.
On, my
what
man?
What up, Darvin?
How you feel, man?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm chilling.
All right. So, you seeing double still?
I know you may be wondering what's going on, but we do have a young lady by the name of Shay on the show with us this morning. Do you know a Shay?
Yeah. That's my baby.
Yeah. That's your baby girl. Okay. Now, however, a little tension, a little dilemma has occurred between you guys as of late. But before that, everything was great. That's your baby. Marriage going great. 3 years. Wonderful, right?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. No, it's still going good. We just got a little hiccup.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, you came home one day and saw a glorious vision in the kitchen and thought that you would enjoy that vision.
Come on.
We're just trying to be real, Darvin. That's all.
Yeah, you saw a dream that turned out to be a little bit of a nightmare. So we do have Shay on the line this morning. She just wants to speak to you. We need you to listen and then take your time and make a decision and let us know what's going on, okay? All right, Shay, go ahead and talk to your boo, Darvin.
Babe, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for this to happen. She didn't mean for it to happen. It was just bad timing. You know, you got there a little bit earlier than you were supposed to anyway, so we didn't expect you to be walking in the door at that time. I'm so, so sorry. Please, 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 please pardon me and her.
They are trouble.
I want y'all to notice something. like how, you know, that's my baby. I love you to death, but you got to understand what you just did. In the midst of your apology, you put in a little section where it was, seems like, hey, look, you take some of this blame too. Come on, man.
Right.
Come on.
No,
right.
No, honey. It wasn't that. It's just that we weren't expecting you. Like, I want you to understand that. I mean, you know, we wouldn't play with you. We've never played with you like that. It was completely unintentional and a complete accident.
I feel like it could have been avoided. You know what I'm saying? If you would just told me she was staying the night, like, you could have just told me.
He would have thought twice when he walked in the door. Like, who is this that I'm looking at right now?
And she won't be dressed like that ever again in her home. I promise you that as well.
Yeah, she got to be wearing like a full body suit next time.
Hold on. So, Darvin, you walk in, you see your boo cooking. You like, yeah, you get you a nice handful. You throw the little kiss on the neck. She turn around. Now, you immediately know because you are one that can tell that that wasn't her. I want to know what went through your mind right there when it happened, man.
Oh, God.
Okay, I was a little confused, but my babe, she has, like, you know, she got a big booty, right?
She got that thick.
I'm gonna just say it to you like that. And,
milkshake.
Her sister is not as big.
Okay.
So,
as big.
Not
okay.
as big. She's
still kind of big, though.
She's okay. Yeah, she's okay. But my baby's bigger. So I walk in the kitchen completely unaware of what was going down. I walk in, I'm tired, you know, I see her, and I immediately, because I do this often, like, I'll kind of, like, rest on her shoulder a little bit, get me a squeeze, and I kiss her neck, you know what I'm saying? So I go to do that, and I notice it wasn't as, you know, a little taunt, you know, I'm just like, it wasn't, and I go, you know, in my mind, I'm like, hey, like, you know. Was, you know, my baby been working out? Like, is she getting rid of the, you know, the cushion?
Of the yams?
That was in my mind, yeah.
Right.
I didn't expect for it to be a whole nother person. I look over, I'm like, what you doing here? You know, I'm like, it was embarrassing, man. It was just really, really embarrassing.
Now, Darvin, I ain't gonna lie, man. You sound a little guilty. I think you might have enjoyed it, man. I think you might have enjoyed it. Am I wrong on this?
So, like I was saying, right, it was really embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Really,
it's embarrassing.
All right, where
so
Shay. I'm so sorry, babe. 100% my fault. I'm sorry. It will never happen again. Lesson learned. A mistake that will not be repeated.
Darvin, I got to ask you this. Do you feel a little bit different around Ray when you see her now? Because you know you didn't grab her.
Yeah, but see, this is what I'm trying to tell her. I'm trying to tell you, babe, like, that's the problem. I understand you're sorry. Yeah, it was a mistake. It, you know, whatever. But what's happening is the lingering effect, bro. Like, I see her, and it's just awkward. Like, that's the embarrassment come back. It's all fresh. You know, like, because, you know, me and Ray, like, we got a great relationship. It's cool. Like, we have a sibling friend kind of relationship, and this was really awkward. Like, this is some awkward stuff. So that now when I see her, before you go kee hee hee, you know, and everything's all gravy, you think about what happened, and you like, it's a little gut wrenching. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, babe, like, it could have been avoided if you would have told me something, but now it's here, and I don't know when it's kind of gonna back off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, man.
Do you understand that a little bit, Shay, that it might be a little uncomfortable for him right now?
I do. It's awkward. I mean, like I said, when we were kids, it was a joke to do those things to people, but it's not funny.
Well, I'm glad my wife had a brother. I tell you that much. I am so glad my wife had a brother.
I only date single children. I only date only children. That's it, man.
If I had to run it in and rubbed on Jeff, we would have had a problem. All right, so once again, go ahead and explain yourself to Darvin Shay, and let's see if this pardon is going to be granted.
Babe, I don't even know how I can tell you I'm sorry. I really honestly didn't even think about, you know, how you feel or how your feelings are going to be in the situation. You know, we get mistaken all the time. To us, it's kind of funny, and we just laughed about it, but it didn't dawn on me that you would feel awkward. I feel so bad. I feel so, you know, my sister loves you. You know, of course, how much I love you. We would never, neither one of us would ever want to do something to make you feel bad or awkward. You know, we're a family. We're close. We hang out all the time with her. Whatever she or I can do to make it up to you, you know, let me know. I'll do whatever. I don't want you to be awkward with my sister. I don't want you to be upset with me or bothered with me. You know, we have a great relationship. I want to keep it that way. Please, please pardon me. Please. And her.
All right. Darvin?
I mean, I feel like this. Like, she ain't do nothing. Like, she was just there. I am going to pardon you because you my baby. That's an automatic given. I am still a little bothered, and every time we have birthday parties or events, you're going to have to just be right there and take this with me, because it's a little awkward right now. And I don't know when it's not going to be awkward. So I'm just letting you know, man, that's all. I mean, of course you pardon, babe. You know I love you, so it is what it is.
Could y'all get, like, some sweatpants and leave them at the front door right. So whenever Ray come over, she just like,
somebody, one of the two sisters got to start doing more squats so we can start telling the difference.
Texting each other. She's here, okay? Right. She's here. Get the twin t-shirts. Has arrived.
Get two t-shirts with names on the back. That's what y'all got to do. So you're going to pardon her and move on, Darvin. Now, Shay, are you going to give any advice to your sister, Ray?
Well, first of all, I will forever let him know every single time that she comes to my house, the minute she's on her way, she's in the door, whatever. Secondly, she won't be hanging around my house in booty shorts anymore.
Right. Thank you.
Definitely. Oof. All right. So we're so glad.
Sweaters, high socks, and just jeans and a hat. Yeah.
She got to wear a mechanics jumpsuit.
Gloves and a scarf.
A snowsuit, hell.
And a scarf, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And a scarf, you feel me?
Now, you guys sound like a real fun couple. We glad that you're getting a party this morning. Shay, Darvin, you sound like a great guy. You guys can move on, get past it. It's something that you guys can sit back in a few years and laugh about. So it's one of those situations. Thank you guys for reaching out. Bay Area, you can do the same, just like this great couple right here. Get your partner. But sometimes you may not. It's Beg Your Pardon. All you have to do is go to KBLX.com, click on the Beg Your Pardon, present your scenario, and you could be like Darvin and Shay walking away with a pardon. Tony Sko, Kimmy T, and Rudy O, your dream team, right here on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.